And breathing in all the way down to your toes. And exhaling. And through the exhale, releasing all the energy you do not want. All the cares of the day. Letting go. Letting go of anything that is not soul. And breathing in all the way down to your toes. Really feeling that energy moving with your breath all through your body. And breathing out all that energy, all the tension, all the cares, anything that blocks a sense of peace and relaxation. Breathing in all the way down to your toes. Breathing out all the energy you do not want. I would like for you now to focus on the energy center at the throat, seeing that perfectly clear, utterly translucent sky blue light. And as you breathe in, that sky blue light grows ever clearer, more translucent, more transparent, just the perfect sky blue light. And as you exhale, the light grows even clearer, richer, more vibrant. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out, that perfect sky blue light. And now, moving your attention to your will center. And seeing that vibrant golden yellow light, that jewel, utterly clear, perfectly transparent. And you'll notice that energy cord that runs from the will center, your will center, backwards through you, and to you, into soul's will center. And you can hear that gentle click as they align. And then the energy starts flowing through the will center. You can Feel soul's will mixing with your will. The energy is becoming one. And you know, soul's will is my will. We have one will. Our will is divine will. Our will is the will to love. Our will is the will to love. Our will is the will to love and the will to serve. And breathing that energy up into the heart, that energy of alignment. And the energy of divine will. Breathing it up into the heart. And seeing heart, soul's heart's jewel. And your heart's jewel. And the connection between them. And as you focus on that connection, both heart's jewels begin to align, coming together in perfect alignment with a click. Then you can feel the flow of love rolling through from soul's heart's jewel into your heart's jewel, filling your heart with love in all its forms. And as this flow radiates outward from you, you know, soul's heart is my heart. We have one heart. Our heart is a willing heart. Our heart is willing to love. Our heart is willing to love. All that love radiating through you and from you. Our heart is willing to love and willing to serve. And now, as you make your I am statements, focus on these energies, these eight heart qualities, saturating the earth and all her inhabitants, remembering you stand for humanity. I am compassionate. I am understanding. I am tolerant. I am inclusive. The earth is filling up with these energies. I am generous. I am forgiving. I am patient. I am faithful. And now, breathing all this energy, this loving, willing energy, up into the mind, up into the mind's jewel that is at the Ajna center, this perfect light. This perfect jewel, beautiful blue violet light. And as you peer through the light of your third eye, what you see is soul and soul's mind's jewel. Connected to your mind's jewel. And the two of them perfectly clear, clicking into place, into alignment. And then this flow of energy from soul's mind through this connection into your mind. And you know soul's mind is my mind. We have one mind. Our mind is a divine mind. Our mind sees through love. Our mind sees through love. Our mind sees through love. Pure vision. And there is such clarity. You can feel it penetrating all the molecules and atoms. Every elemental in your mental fields is filled with this pure vision. And this pure vision rises and expands, going outward and upward at the same time. And the three minds unite. Going all the way up to the highest white light you can possibly imagine. All one. All light is here. Will to act, and God's pure light fills every nook and cranny, every space, every cell and atom as it descends to soul's mind, will to act, and soul's mind filling with God's pure light from the will to act all the way down and around into your mind, filling it with such purity and clarity and love, will to act, and gathering all this clarity and mental energy and reaching back up to the highest possible light, we see the greatest light. And that light fills us with love and wisdom all the way down. And we bow our heads. And the highest light controls. And returning now to that perfect sky blue light. Now, in one divine, unified force for the good of all, it is done. And from this space of complete soul alignment and this perfect mental clarity, you see your soul up ahead and you walk eagerly to meet it. And as you grow closer and closer, you can feel the radiance of love and clarity. And as you meet soul, you join soul completely, allowing soul to envelop you completely. And you travel along the path in perfect harmony and unity until you come to see this mountain that stands before you. The mountain upon which form dies. And standing there, enveloped in soul's love, looking up, you feel no fear. You begin to walk the path up the mountain. And as you focus on soul's love and this wise unity you have formed together, you find the path is an easy climb, for everything is easier when done with soul. And you climb the mountain with ease. And as you reach the top, you are stopped by this great being that is the most magnificent being you have ever seen. And this being examines you, looking through you, seeing your unity with your soul. And this great being asks you, what will you surrender in order to have greater harmony, peace, unity, love, and ease? You look within yourself and decide which form will you surrender. Will it be doubt? Will it be anger? Will it be fear? And you reach inside yourself and find that quality. And you allow it to fill your hands, to cup them to receive it. And when your hands are full, you offer it to this great being, humbly asking for their help and assistance in releasing this form from your body and from your mind. And as it releases from your mind, all the emotions these thoughts generated go with it. You can feel this energy leaving you. And everywhere it leaves a gap, your soul fills it. Fills the gap with love and understanding. Thank this being. Gratitude and appreciation for their help. And there on the mountaintop, turn to soul and thank soul for their help, offering them gratitude and appreciation. And as you fill your soul with your gratitude and appreciation, your love for them, and your desire for a stronger connection, all you need do is ask. Simply ask soul for a stronger connection, for a deeper relationship between you. And asking soul that whenever you release some old thought old ideas, old habits, old attitudes, old beliefs. Ask them to fill you with love and wisdom and the consciousness they bring. Feeling your mind expanding, opening up, and remembering desiring for rightly directed growth and a path that is straight and true. And now for a moment, realize that you have received what you've asked for and see how your life is changing right now before your eyes. This change that will make all the difference, that will intensify your bond, your heart fills with desire for unity and oneness with soul. And just experiencing it. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. Bid you namaste.